Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live, my friends, now into hour number two. And in the first hour, I was basically grieving for my nation and what the globalists have done to our republic. If you just joined us, we're going to be recapping the news coming up later in the hour, but all over the Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Associated Press, they're announcing the end of the dollar, approaching the birth of the global government backed up by the communist Chinese. Also, the Wall Street Journal, technology publications, you name it, are all confirming what we told you years ago, that by October 1st, 2001, under a 1996 telecommunications law that went into effect October 1st, 2001, the FCC has mandated that all wireless carriers track the location of their users down to 50 feet. They actually track down to about 3 feet. And iPhone, iPad, Droid users, it's all phones. They're now saying, look, don't be mad at us. It's federal regulations. So we told you this 15 years ago. It's now public. You could have always gone mainstream media to the Telecommunications Act and read it. But see, back in 96, we were land of the free, home of the brave. There was no way this Alex Jones guy was telling the truth. He was lying. You know, so many emails. Oh, you just claim the Patriot Act is for all U.S. citizens. They wouldn't look at Section 802. Oh, you just claim Section 213 lets them break in your house without a warrant and not even tell you they were there. Oh, you just claim the Telecommunications Act does this and that. No, I don't claim any of it. I read it. I cover it. I watch it get implemented with horror. And I'm not even a tech guy. So there's all of that. There's a bunch of Fukushima news of the radiation sickness and the ongoing cover-ups and the radiation levels increasing here in North America directly in line. Bizarre news dealing with troops on the streets of America. It's all coming up today, and we've got Editor Paul Craig Roberts joining us in about 30 minutes. Tim in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey, Alex. How's it going today?
I'm doing all right.
Right on. You know, honestly, I don't know other than I can only describe it as being mind control. Nobody seems to care for a reason. Self-preservation all of a sudden is, it's not fashionable. It doesn't make any sense to me as far as being an organism.
Well, people have been tricked into being spectators. And yes, an amoeba will run from a hot needle you put in the water. They'll run from the heat. An amoeba has no brain. It's a single cell bacteria. But the average American will not run from tyranny or recognize it. They don't even have the instincts a dog has when it growls at somebody that it doesn't trust. And 9 times out of 10, you know, if a dog, I've been to so many people's houses, and they go, man, you must be a good guy. My dogs growl and bark at everybody. Charlie Sheen has these pugs, and for years I've gone to his house, and he just always points out, they just run up loving on me when they growl and bark at everybody else. That's happened in countless places, because I am a loving but also confident person, and dogs pick up on that. And I like dogs. But the other issue is, we all know if a normal dog that doesn't bark at a lot of people does growl at somebody, generally it turns out that person's a bad person. That dog has a sixth sense. Well, the general public doesn't have that anymore because they've turned into jellyfish that never respond to tyranny. I'm going to hold you over, Tim, and sort of ranting, but finish up your point now.
My point was just that, you know, we have all of these things coming at us all at once, and yet nobody seems to care. They just, like, they'll get in the traffic, and they'll get ran over by the car before they decide to get to the sidewalk, and I just don't understand it. Ultimately, I just think that it might be too late for some. It might be way too late for people to understand what's going on before that wave just takes them over.
You're absolutely right. Do you want to elaborate on that point, Tim, when we come back, or are you done?
Oh, I can elaborate, sure.
Yeah, okay, I want you to start back over because I interrupted you. Finish up that point. Then we'll go to Jared, Ben, Therese, Tom, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're taking your phone calls. What we told you 15 years ago is now all over the news. The mainstream media at any time since 1996 could have gone to the Telecommunications Act and read where all computers, all cell phones, all internet devices, telecommunications devices have to be hooked into the government where they can remote control, dial in, and listen to you even when the phone is off, and track you via cell phone triangulation. And I would cover this 15 years ago and have telecommunications people on, and I would get callers saying, how dare you, you know, I work for the phone company, you're a liar. And we knew that they were liars, just counting on people's ignorance. And I would also talk about the digital cable boxes more than a decade ago had onboard microphones. And I was told by engineers at the local cable company that indeed it looked like third parties were coming through and using those in the home. That was before the digital cable boxes had a reason to have microphones on board. And people would break them open, my listeners, and find the microphones and didn't know why. Google 6 years ago came out and admitted, yes, we use the onboard cameras and microphones to listen to you. But don't worry, it's a computer with keywords, and it's picking up audio, and then we use that to tailor what type of ads to pitch at you. Now, I got emails and calls saying, you're a liar. I'm like, Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article. Here's the link to Google's press release. See, I'm giving you press releases by them on their website. I'm giving you the Telecommunications Act that Watson's linked to again today in his article. If you're a new listener, everybody's freaking out over, in the last week, over Apple and then Google with their Google phone and then, oh, AT&T and oh, then this company and that company. Oh my gosh, they're tracking where I'm at. It's the Telecommunications Act! Welcome to the club. But see, 15 years ago, if the media would have done their job, people would have protested and gotten involved and reversed this. They waited till it was implemented in 2001 under law. Passed in 1996. They had 5 years to get it in place. They waited till it was out there, and now the police are using it all over the country. I remember reading 2 years before in some trade publications that they were going to use the OnStar to listen to you. Now it's admitted they use that to listen to you, mainstream news. But here it is. Researchers, Bloomberg, Businessweek, location and data already being used by cops. The news, in quotes, that iPhones and iPads keep track of where you go has been known in forensic circles for some time. Oh, really? Yeah, they knew for 15 years and didn't tell you. Here's another one. Apple, we must have comprehensive user location data on you. This is out of the IB Times because it's the FCC regulation. So, see, now the yuppies are ready to hear the truth. So get the article at InfoWars.com. It's linked to all of the information, and you can send this out to everyone you know. Investigation, government-ordered cell phone companies to spy on users. Okay? It was ordered. Get it straight. And, yes, it's illegal. But who needs stinking warrants when the demonic chipmunk Janet Napolitano is ordering a bunch of perverts and thieves to stick their hands down your pants, itself a felony. They don't care. They just do it. They're called tyrants. All right, I'm ranting. Tim in Washington, then Jared, Ben, Tom, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, you're totally right about it. I mean, one, the people are going to, they'll get upset for a little bit, but all they have to do is say cell phone lottery, and then all the zombies will love it again. It's a very frustrating system that we live in, and I appreciate your efforts to divulge the system that's been created around me. Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
Tim, anything else? All right, thank you so much, Tim. Jared in Nebraska. Jared, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you very much for having me on. My question is a little convoluted here, but I'll get to the bottom of it. I've been studying, like, the UN, Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, all kind of the whole round table of the globalist agenda. My question is, we have verses in the Bible that say things like in Revelations, how it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be marked on the right hand, our forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark.
And let he who have understanding reckon the number of the beast, because it's 666 of the number of a man. Let he with understanding, it's a biometric handprint or face print. It's the number of a man. It's a number that calculates a digital barcode, and the barcode biometric system is based in a 666 calculation. Look it up. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're right. And I wasn't trying to, I was just saying, this kind of calls for, you know, wisdom, kind of like, let no one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, basically. So
let he who hath understanding calculate the number.
Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. That's what I meant. I just said it backwards. I'm sorry. My question to you though is, do you think that this round table, the globalist agenda, do you think that they kind of use biblically verses like that to carry out and orchestrate their kind of their sinister
agenda? Well, absolutely. Revelation says there's 10 kings, 10 regions. The UN for 30 years has a 10-region model, then 10 sub-regions per region. The U.S. has 10 FEMA regions. They even built the EU Parliament building. In fact, we can pull it up. The EU headquarters is a Tower of Babel, and they said it's supposed to be a Tower of Babel, bringing all together. And so, yes, they believe They are carrying this out, and their internal religion from Skull and Bones, from Bohemian Grove, from the books written by the former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, is that they believe Lucifer is God and that Jesus is the devil, basically, and that they are waging war against the devil. Lucifer is the good guy, Jesus is the devil. And yes, it is a Luciferian cult who believes that when they kill 90%+ of the world, they will be given immortality through genetic engineering. Now, even if you're an atheist and don't believe any of this, the point is, go research what I just said. The globalists are actually into this. This is what they really believe. And so whether it's true or not, these psychopaths have the power and are trying to carry this out.
And it just kind of makes it... Bill Hicks once made a joke in reference to like it's kind of like how it makes it more palatable and desirable to the reader. Well, the problem is like it just seems like the people. I'm not bashing anyone who reads the Bible. What I'm saying is the people who read the Bible are kind of, it's almost like a way of, you know, wow, this is in the Bible. This is happening in the Bible.
I appreciate your call. What you're saying is you see it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Frank Herbert, in his book Dune, not the cheesy movie, but the book is excellent, wrote essays about it, saying as a historian and somebody who researched history, he was codifying things that had happened in history through archetypes in his book Dune. The first book's excellent. Those that came after it, he was just profiting. They're not very good, in my opinion. But the first one is a masterpiece. And in it, to planets all over the known imperial empire, this is our humanity in a distant future, 5,000 years in the future, they send the Bene Gesserit witches, which are a political religious arm, into every planet as the planet's being colonized to set up religious myths and dogma that a outsider, a messianic Mahdi or Messiah is going to come, so that if they ever need to have a rebellion and overthrow who's running that planet at the time, hundreds of years or thousands of years in the future, depending on which planet, they can send in their operative posing as a cult leader who will already have their religious network in place to then basically have the people go along with it because they see it as revelation. And so that's what you were trying to say there, Jared. I could tell where you were going with it in your own way. So I will say this, regardless of how you look at the Bible, whether you see it as a missionary and protectorate, or whether you see it as real, inspired word of God, regardless, the globalists are using it, they are setting it up, and I've read the Bible all the key areas over and over again, and let me tell you something, it says Christians go through this and the New World Order wages war against them. It does not say that Jesus is up there on board the Enterprise with Scotty beaming people up. Okay? There is no golden ejection seat or golden lasso. It says you go through it. And you know what? People are going to thumbprint and face scan to buy and sell. They're going to thumbprint and face scan to travel. They're going to go through the naked body scanners to travel if they buy into this is the end of the world. And the mainline Christians, they believe they're going to be raptured. That wasn't taught for the last 150 years. They all believe they're about to be teleported off the planet. So they're like, praise God, it's happening. I'm going to go ahead and thumbprint to buy and sell because it's not the mark of the beast. It's a chip. On and on and on. It's a human number, the number of a man. If you have understanding, you can reckon it. Okay? It's a biometric number. And regardless if you believe the devil's real or not, the point is the globalists are using it as a manifesto, as a system, as a roadmap, as a blueprint. And if you think they wrote this 2,000 years ago to then carry out this plan today, or they're opportunists using this plan, but they looked at it 150 years ago here in the U.S. and also in England, the whole Scofield Bible, and they said, you know what? We had a big problem with Christians leading the war against King George III and Christians saying it's our job to confront evil. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. We're going to go in and teach, lay down, be passive. It's the end of the world. Anytime you're faced with corruption, go along with it. You're going to be raptured out. And now look at Christians. They don't protest abortion. It's God's will. It's almost like a Buddhist or Hindu view. Well, that's just what you deserve. This kid's starving on the streets. I'm not going to help him because it's his karma. And so it's almost like a karma thing now. We just go along with it.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
By the way, we've got a video coming out tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the YouTube channel where I talk about my disgust for the British royal wedding and how everybody's groveling and worshiping it. This gives sanction to hereditary dictators. I mean, what do you think North Korea is? They have a third generation dictator going in there. Pretty soon he'll start wearing a crown and a little royal purple cape. And if they did, American women would probably fall down and worship them. This is how we're taught to love our servitude, and now it's coming out that dictators from all over the Middle East and Africa, oppressive, torturing murderers, are traveling to be part of the inner circle, disgusting wedding of the prince and princess, who themselves are the hereditary progeny of the most oppressive royal thugs in history. This is diametrically opposed to a free society and every canon of liberty. And there is now a big debate going on. Royal wedding guest list includes friends, family, and a few dictators. And it goes on from there. The King of Bahrain, oh, they've been machine gunning folks. Kuwait, the list goes on and on. Swahili land. Let's go ahead and go to Ben in Tennessee. Ben, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. This stuff I've seen, this article that's been posted on the smartphones and the news that's come out today, I just had to call in on my smartphone. What I find so diabolical about the system that's been set up by the globalists, this 21st century economy that's been set up, is it's basically impossible to be an independent, self-sufficient, you know, person in the world of commerce without using these devices.
A spider does what? It spins a web designed to do what? To capture you. They want us dependent and domesticated, and globally, with total continuity of agenda, they build this structure. It's a world government. It's now out in the open. And it's not just to track us to keep us safe. It's to track us to then be able to raise taxes and no one can escape it, so they can basically re-engineer society.
Right. And even if people didn't know about the Telecommunications Act of 96, they should have seen this coming down the pike with the warrantless wiretapping that the mass media, who's now slobbering over this royal wedding, covered back, you know, almost 10 years ago when the warrantless wiretapping hit the news. And they should have seen this coming down the pike.
But first they lied to you and said there's no warrantless wiretapping, while it was in federal law that the backbone and the infrastructure for the wireless wiretapping and the tracking was there by law and being used in court cases for at least 10 years all over the country.
Exactly. And that's what they
see. Even when something is admitted, you can't, even when they're killing the dollar, can't get the public to admit it. Even when they're spying on you, can't get them to admit it. And then once they admit it, the yuppies go, well, I guess it's good.
Right, exactly. And that's really all I wanted to say. And just keep up the good work, man, and keep up the good fun. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you, Ben. Ben, all I can do is raise the alarm. I'm a watchman here on the wall. I'm telling you, the enemy's not at the gates. They've blown the gates down and are inside. They've bought off the head of the castle. They've bought off the castle guards. Treason is the great curse. Treason is the plague, as Cicero said. And they understand the limited individual intellect and over-the-horizon understanding, and they use that knowing that we're atomized and basically isolated, and they're moving to further isolate us because they're predators. The globalists have dominated the planet. They've taken over the planet. They don't need – we're a bother having to feed us. We're a bother having to provide entertainment and jobs for us. We're a bother to them. The globalists don't want to enslave us. They want to get rid of us. Please, folks, many of you are longtime listeners, but a lot of you are enemies. You think the show's funny. I get your emails. I see your comments. You feel like you need to defend the system over the decades. And you really need to get to the point of understanding you're being targeted by this as well. Many of you play the mind game with yourself of knowing there's tyranny afoot, so you decide to make the decision to go with it, like, oh, I'll go with the flow, thinking that that gives you some type of protection. It does not give you protection to lay down to it. There is no quarter with these people. They're not giving us quarter. Don't you understand? For the globalist, world government is only a means to the end. It's only the beginning. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is free on YouTube. One version of it only has 1,300,000 views. The other, 500,000. You know, a couple others. I mean, total about 2 million views on YouTube. It needs to have 100 million views. get that video out to everybody or buy the DVD at InfoWars.com and support us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Madsen stopping through Texas before he leaves the United States due to threats on his safety. Investigative journalist is going to be in studio with us in the next hour. I've got a host of other issues I want to go over. The whole controversy of the royal family inviting all these dictators to the wedding. They are hereditary dictators themselves. That's what they come out of. That's what 1776 was all about, was resisting their tyranny. And that's why the mainstream media turns into this sicky, sweet spectacle, training us to love our servitude. We're going to be getting also into, with Wayne Madsen, who formerly worked with the NSA, with the fact that the Telecommunications Act on record says the phones are designed under law. 96 had to be in place by October 1st, 2001 to track everything you do, to listen to you, to track you. It's now mainstream news. I want to get this article out to everybody. Investigation. Government ordered cell phone companies to spy on users. And they go on to admit that for over a decade this has been going on. Continuing. Researchers, Bloomberg reports, iPhone location data already used by cops. Apple says, hey, we're just following federal regulations. And they are. But why didn't they complain in 96? Because $9 billion was handed out between 96 and 2001 to the telecommunications giants like AT&T, and that's why Apple did its first three-year rollout of the iPhone only with AT&T. And now under cybersecurity, internet kill switch, internet ID they announced 2 weeks ago, you're going to have a government-issued ID to surf the web. They're admitting this is the takeover of the infrastructure. EAS government alerts, not just on radio and TV, over your smartphone with video, the president popping on, or the head of Homeland Security. You want to get rid of your phone? Well, then you go to Walmart, 800-plus locations, telescreens, now saying spy on your neighbors. Homeland Security now has a TV show with Napolitano in it, how to worship her. Big billboards going up, how to spy. They're now announcing break-ins on Facebook and Twitter with government fear-mongering. That's the new alert system. It's tailored alerts just to you. The civilian military force, just as big and just as strong as our military that Obama talked about in the campaign, we now know that's the TSA on the streets of America, breaking the law, sticking their hands down your pants, spying on you without warrants, illegal, sticking their hands down your pants, illegal. But tyrants know how to set the precedent, and as Cicero said, the traitor is the plague. Now, I wanted to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, on with us today because we have the news headlines here. CNBC, don't like a weak dollar, might as well get used to it. So they've gone from denying their dollar devaluation to saying how great it is. China is saying they're getting ready to dump two-thirds of their treasuries. That is, they're going to cut how many they buy by two-thirds. They said they're looking at that. Gold and silver continue their surge. Here's the Market Watch headline, all up on Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com. Drudge also has all up at the top. IMF bombshell, age of America nears end. So, I take you now to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, joining us via audio Skype. And I just went over that news, doctor, but before we go any further, I'd first like you to respond to Geithner last week, the head of the Treasury, formerly your counterpart, you know, in basically the same position you were in, saying if you don't give us a higher debt limit, if you don't give us more taxes, you're going to cause the default when it's the policies of dollar devaluation, monetizing debt, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, as a top economist, that is causing the technical default. That's what S&P said. They said the higher debt, the printing of the money, that's what's causing it. That's what's causing oil prices to go up. But no, Geithner says go into more debt with us, showing that driving us into this iceberg is their goal. Dr. Roberts, you heard me just cover that constellation of news. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I can tell you lots of things about it, Alex. technically, Geithner is right. Once you're trapped with a huge and growing budget deficit that you have to finance and there are no takers and you have to print the money, you have to have a rise in the debt ceiling or you do default. So technically, he's right. But so are his critics, who are right that you can't print money forever, because by printing the money, you are producing the destruction of the dollar. So it's a situation where both of them are right, and the only way you can do something about it is to cut the federal spending dramatically. And in my opinion, as I've said so many times on your show, they can only do that by stopping the wars and slashing the defense, the so-called defense budget, the military aggression budget, and closing the 700 or more bases that they have all over the world. In other words, the United States cannot afford its goal of world hegemony. And that is now what the IMF has made clear. The IMF says that in 5 years, the Chinese economy will have surpassed the American economy. I've also, on your show for a number of years, been pointing out that that was exactly where we were headed, because when you offshore your jobs in the interest of short-term profits, you are, in effect, giving up your economy. You are taking what was your gross domestic product and giving it to the country where you offshore the jobs. As Ralph Gomery put it, what we've done is traded jobs for short-term profits. The jobs have moved to China. This capability then to produce erodes in the United States. It grows in China. And this is why we are becoming more and more polarized between a very small, very rich class and growing poverty everywhere else, the erosion of the middle class. Because the people who get the profits are very different from the people who lost the wages when the jobs were moved offshore. So the corporations, driven by Wall Street, have essentially destroyed the American economy. And that is now no longer a secret, the IMF itself, and which surprised me because the IMF, in my opinion, which may be mistaken, has always been an agent of American policy. And yet here they are telling the truth. Now, I'll say one other thing. I think this puts the Libyan situation in the right perspective, because the United States, realizing finally that it is being surpassed by China, that is, the guys in Washington, are now trying to deny the Chinese resources the way the United States and Britain did to Japan in the 1930s, thus creating World War II in the Pacific. So what the Libya thing is about is canceling out China's economic penetration of Africa, canceling out China's massive energy investments in eastern Libya by overthrowing the regime and thereby eliminating China from the Mediterranean. So you can see the same sort of power play that backfired against the Japanese and resulted in Pearl Harbor now being employed against the Chinese in Libya. And it will also be used against the Chinese in Angola and Nigeria, where they also have energy investments. And this also puts Syria in perspective, because the Russians have a massive naval base in Syria that they are in the process of renovating and are going to keep very large warships there, including aircraft carriers. And so it becomes imperative to overthrow the Syrian regime in order to get Russia out of the Mediterranean as well. So I see all of this leading to a massive war.
You see all of this leading towards the first great war of the 21st century?
As Gerald Celente says, right.
Now, going back, and then we'll expand into the geopolitical realm that you just got into. Going back to Geithner, though, my issue of him being deceptive is he expanded saying, basically, keep the policies we've got in place of the spending, of the bureaucracy, raise the taxes, and that would basically fix the problem, when they know full well that's what's caused the problem, and that they do not want the type of cuts to be made that are needed. And so clearly, the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve want to vertically consolidate the economy. You look at the General Electrics and others paying almost no tax because they position themselves. This is the classic game, like they use in Mexico or in other third world countries, where the wealthy use economic deprivation as a political tool to suppress. The system wants a post-industrial world. That's been stated by the UN. That's Goldman Sachs pays all this money to promote the carbon taxes. I mean, they want this system where the crony, non-free market, fascist capitalist, if you can call them that, are waging war against the free market. And, of course, examples of that, Dr. Roberts, are Obama supporters. They get waivers to not have to buy the health care. Or Obama supporters get to be on the Economic Council and not pay taxes. I mean, this is really a criminal looting. And my point is, they consciously know what they're doing. They've consciously put the derivatives in place, gutted the economy, moved the jobs overseas with companies they control and dominate, positioned the police state ahead of the social unrest. I mean, you've talked a lot about how they're just madmen and out of control. I see total precision in what they've set up and deployed.
Well, I know you do, Alex, and that's where we don't agree, because they don't have anything to gain by destroying their own economic base. I see it differently. They are, ever since the Clinton administration, Wall Street has become more and more powerful. I mean, we had a lot of trouble with them in the Reagan administration, but they weren't able to dominate. But now they do. You know, ever since the Clinton administration, Goldman Sachs has run the Treasury. And they run the Fed and the New York Fed. And they are very short-term in their outlook. And their short-term outlook is this quarter's profits, next quarter's profits, because those things determine the huge bonuses that are making them all richer and richer and richer. And that's their perspective. They have nothing to gain from destroying the economic base. But the consequence of their short-run view, as Gomery says, is to trade jobs for profit at the expense of the economic capability of the economy. So you can say, well, they won't care because they'll all be mega-billionaires and we'll have put the money into some other currency or to gold or into foreign assets or something. But the reason they're doing it is just simply short-term profits, greed. The deregulation that enabled them also began in the Clinton administration.
Glass-Steagall.
That was a very important part of it, yes. But so was the when they blocked the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation from regulating derivatives. You know, that was Greenspan and Larry Summers and I think Rubin. They blocked the regulation of derivatives. They also took off the position limits on speculators.
That's right. Now they can do unlimited naked shorts and manipulate the markets.
And that's right. So all of this doesn't it's a form of suicide for them as well, because in the end, there's nothing. And certainly, when we see a situation where the IMF says that the age of America is nearing an end, that means the dollar's role as reserve currency is nearing its end, and that means they won't be able to finance the deficit, even by monetizing it. So we're running out of time, and as long as war is so important to them for the profits of the military security complex and the neoconservative ideology of American world hegemony,
sure.
As long as you have that driving the wars, they cannot get the budget under control.
All right, Dr. Roberts, I want to speak to that and then get back into the geopolitical that you were mentioning earlier. But I think there's a paradox here only in semantics. Yes, it's greed. Yes, it's avarice. Yes, it's chutzpah, bravada, whatever you want to call it. The point is, the end result is going to be the same. My point is that with megalomania, with Hitler turning east against the Russians, Napoleon doing the same thing, we know that these people get so confident. The only thing that stays the same, in history, is the arrogance of elites. And we're seeing that again. But regardless, they believe they have a strategy and a deceptive stratagem to get away with this. And as the Rand Corporation said 2 years ago, it is a wider war along the order of World War II size, is what they called for. to get Americans so desperate in a depression, stage terror attacks, whatever's needed, and then launch huge regional wars that then do escalate. And so my point is that Wall Street was green-lighted to do this because there was a larger plan. Kind of like Rothschild in 1815, you know, knowing that Napoleon had lost, getting his runners back across the channel in those corvettes, and getting back over and saying the British had lost, he buys up the market and then takes over the British Empire. If we look at this as the American government doesn't know what it's doing, I tend to agree with you, but the Wall Street brains in there, they fully know what they're doing.
Well, I don't think they do, because they have no way to pay for these wars, and the deficit is already can't be financed. And we've had a whole range of foreign currencies, including even the Russian ruble, making new highs repeatedly against the dollar for the last 4 months. New highs in gold and silver. You cannot finance all these wars when you already have $1.5 trillion annual deficits that you're already printing money to cover. And so there's no way out of this except failure, collapse.
Well, let's break down then.
Nothing to buy up.
Sure, I understand. Let's break that down when we come back, Dr. Roberts. As a top economist, how you see this going from bad to worse. As you said, no way out. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from EMGear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at EMGear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTec, SpecOps, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available, with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
We'll be right back. should be, you know, playing some type of funeral pyre procession music for the Republic, for America, maneuvered into this. Dr. Roberts, and if you've got to go, I understand. I'd like to keep you 5 minutes to the next hour. Then Wayne Madsen's coming in, so we at least have two short segments to break this down. The technicals of what's happened to the dollar, the move towards the exits accelerating, what will it mean as the dollar begins to die as a world reserve currency, and is there any way out of this? I mean, obviously the policymakers are full steam ahead, but is there any way out?
Well, not given their arrogance and their hubris, as you so aptly describe them. Theoretically, there's a way out. You would have to stop the wars, gut the defense budget, close the bases. And you would also have to change the way you tax corporations. I've explained this before on your show. They would have to tax corporations according to where value is added to their products, so that if they're producing offshore for American markets, they would have an extremely high tax rate. But if they produce at home with the American labor force for American markets, they would have a low tax rate. That would negate the advantage of the low labor cost. Now, what's also going to negate that advantage is when the Chinese finally give up their currency peg to the dollar, because that's really what protects the dollar. It's the currency peg that China does. The day China gives that up and their currency rises dramatically against the dollar, then that will also show the world that the dollar is not the reserve currency, that it's weak and getting weaker. And the day the Chinese decide to put pressure on Washington by threatening to sell their huge holding, dollar holdings, that also will show that there's not really the superpower role anymore, that its creditors have more power than it does because of its very poor economic position. So things can happen, and things could happen, but the hubris will prevail, in my opinion. I think something else could happen shortly. The Federal Reserve could announce that, okay, we'll have no quantitative easing 3. And then, given the idiots in the markets, they would all say, oh, great, they're not going to buy any more bonds, print any more dollars, so the dollar is going to be strong again. And that could cause the gold and silver markets to collapse temporarily, because they obviously have to continue quantitative easing, as there's no other way to finance the deficit, as they're making no cuts in the spending. In fact, the places they identify for cuts, like Medicare, Social Security, this would simply impoverish the population further and further shrink consumer demand and produce yet larger budget deficits that would have to be financed by printing more money. So they're in an impossible situation.
It's the austerity trap, and then if we lose the AAA rating, the debt costs even more and the interest rates go up.
Of course, right. And the AAA rating is a hoax already. So the reason that the government can survive is that it still has the dollar as reserve currency, and it can pay its bills by printing its own money. That's a very difficult thing for most countries in the world to do. They simply can't do that. And so when they destroy the dollar, which is what they're doing, it's happening every week.
Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us. Describe what happens when they kill the dollar, how you see that death happen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.